Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, over 190 active investigations into sexual offences are underway in Donegal. People in the county continue to be victims of geography. That was one of the themes of a day of action held outside Letterkenny University Hospital at the weekend. The mayor of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District has warned that if funding is not secured soon for works at Mina Roy Bridge, the long-term cost to the council and the state will be huge. And a new campaign is being launched this evening in support of the A5 road project. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. First news, over 190 active investigations into sexual offences are underway in Donegal. Latest figures disclosed at the recent meeting of the Donegal Joint Policing Committee revealed that Gardaí are currently investigating almost 100 incidents of rape or sexual assault in the county. Chief Superintendent Aidan Glacken says Garda Síochána is considering rolling out programmes in schools to target the number of sexual assault offences being committed. The Minister of State for Mental Health insists steps are already being taken in relation to the damning findings of a report into services for children. The study highlighted multiple failings, including children being lost in the system. Some of those children were on antipsychotic medication with no follow-up appointments. It also describes a postcode lottery with treatment better in some places than others. Minister Mary Butler says action is already being taken to address some of the issues raised.
Since we had a draft of this report, there has been ongoing and extensive engagement between my department, the HSE, and the Commission regarding the findings. The whole purpose of me asking for a review and an audit, an independent audit from the HSE, was to provide the data that we didn't have previously.
People in Donegal continue to be victims of geography. That was one of the themes of a day of action held outside Letterkenny University Hospital at the weekend. Donegal Action for Cancer Care Chair Betty Holmes told the gathering that the Dublin-Galway line continues to dominate health policy. She said people in Donegal are being discriminated against and that must stop.
We'll be in existence 18 years now in April. 18 years is a long time. And one of the things that we have been highlighting and saying is, while all the healthcare needs have become a national issue at the minute, the needs of Letterkenny University Hospital and the sick people of Donegal have been on the agenda for a long time, Donal. And the reality is, there hasn't been support from the Department of Health, the HSE, SAILTA, or our ministers for Letterkenny University Hospital. It's been treated like the poor relation of the health service. Letterkenny Hospital has been in the top list of overcrowding for a considerable period of time. It's a disgrace. Letterkenny University Hospital needs to be supported. It has been neglected. It's time to get up and realise that Donegal people are in a unique geographical position, and we get sick and we need healthcare and we're entitled to it and we don't want discrimination anymore.
Do you have any confidence that attention will be paid to this by SAILTA, by the government, by the HSE, that people will start to sit up and take notice? Because people like yourself, it seems, have been crying in the wilderness for a long, long time. Realistically, is this going to make any difference?
Realistically, Donald, I don't think so. The only thing that this may do is put, I suppose, local pressure on all our political parties, our councillors, our ministers and whatever. But I think, again, that the focus will be on supporting the Galway-Dublin line, the 8 centres of excellence and the hospitals that have the support of their high-powered politicians.
Well, that was echoed by Donegal man Lucas Meehan, a student nurse at Alton Galvin Hospital. He told the gathering on Saturday that there are courses which would allow nurses assess patients and prescribe medication in some circumstances. That, he said, would help alleviate the situation, but no courses are available north of the Dublin-Galway line.
Every day, A&E, Alton Galvin, Letterkenny, wherever you're going, it's flat out, it's flat to the mat. The nursing auxiliaries, they do absolute God's work. But they're not addressing the single issue that's really going on in A&E. There's no doctors. And instead of that there, they would continue looking for doctors instead of giving the nurses the courses to give them prescribing rights to ensure that patient care is hurried along and ensure that the patients are seen to. and they're not sitting lying in a bed, struggling. They can't even give them just salbutamol if they have asthma. They can't prescribe anything. It's a joke. There is no real common sense thinking. These courses are there. Nurses can do courses that will give them prescribing, referral and diagnosis rights. They wouldn't increase, they wouldn't bring it here. And it's the same with the cancer treatment. It's them courses are only in Dublin, Galway and below the line. And it's this line that is going to keep us back again and again and again unless we don't bring this bloody line up into Donegal.
Former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern says it would be a waste to have a referendum on a united Ireland now. He's become the first former Taoiseach to appear before the House of Commons Northern Ireland Affairs Committee. Mr Ahern says there will need to be compromise to get the institutions back up and running in Northern Ireland. And he said a border poll shouldn't be considered until that work is done.
I don't advocate us moving to referendums before an ass until two things happen. One, that the institutions are up and running for a prolonged period. And don't ask me to find prolonged period. Prolonged period. And the second one is that the groundwork has been done. Having a referendum for the good of it is a waste of space.
Gardaí have confirmed that no one was injured after a car caught fire between Clay and Newton Cunningham yesterday evening. Gardaí were called to the scene of the vehicle, which got into difficulty and subsequently caught fire shortly after 6 o'clock. The fire service were called to the scene to extinguish the blaze. The mayor of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District has warned that if funding is not secured soon for works at Mina Roy Bridge, the long-term cost to Donegal County Council and the state will be huge. Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly says it's getting to the point where traffic lights may be needed to enforce a one-way system on the bridge because it will be unsafe for two-way traffic. Officials pointed out that in terms of specific grant applications, Mina Roy Bridge is ranked second in the district and sixth in the county. Councillor Kelly says his understanding is that given the importance of securing a new structure, the bridge has been moved to the top priority slot.
As far as I'm aware, I did get this prioritised as number one on the list for this year coming. We have the specific grants allocations coming out now in the next number of weeks. I want the council to ensure that every I is dotted, every T is crossed, and that their shoulder is to the wheel to ensure that a good, strong application is put forward. This is the main artery, and to Letterkenny from Ardra, Dunlow, Glentish, Funtown. We recently got a traffic counter set up there. We've seen the volume of traffic coming through, lorries and everything, and this bridge, it's unsafe. And it's going to come to a stage, Dun, that if the funding is not secured, that I am going to be requesting the traffic lights be set up at this bridge to make it safe for all road users. I have had the Minister, Charlie McConnell-Logue, meet me on the ground with the council officials last year on the bridge, and I couldn't get over the state the bridge was in.
You mentioned traffic lights. Effectively, if traffic lights go up there, that's going to introduce a one-way system on that bridge, and that's going to create some traffic delays, particularly, as you said, given the volume of traffic that uses that road.
Yeah, that's a fact, Dunlan. That's not a route I want to go down, but if I have to go down that route, then so be it. But I'm going to try to avoid setting traffic lights up on this bridge, because as you stated, it will give a single file traffic going through. It may cause congestion on the road, and that's something that I'm eager not to happen. But listen, the council have assured me now that they're going to put the best possible application forward. They're going to dot all the I's, cross all the T's and put the shoulder to the wheel. And listen, that's all I can ask for.
A new campaign is being launched in support of the A5 road project. The A5 Enough is Enough group was set up by the Tyrone GAA County Committee in November of last year. An online petition has also been launched. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
The A5 Enough is Enough campaign group was set up in the aftermath of a fatal crash on the route in October 2022, which claimed the life of a Killyclaher man, making him the eighth person to have died in a collision on the road since Christmas 2021. The A5 Enough is Enough group aims to support the actions required to bring about an end to a process to deliver the A5, to positively promote the need to begin work as soon as possible, and to seek in the interim immediate mitigating road improvements. The campaign will be launched this evening at the Tyrone GAA Centre in Garvahy at 7:30 p.m. Speakers include former Tyrone player Kevin Hughes, who lost a brother and sister in two separate crashes on the previous A4, and former Tyrone player and captain Peter Canavan, who grew up along the A5.
And in his own council is calling for incentives for Gardaí to live in the communities they serve. Councillor Nicholas Crossan told the Donegal Joint Policing Committee that people no longer know their local guard, and he believes trust would be enhanced if Gardaí were living and working in the one area. Councillor Crossan says it's time to re-embrace the old model of community policing.
We're known as the local Garda force. Unfortunately, our recruits now are not staying in the town that they're stationed to. But I would like to see, even to try an incentive to come down to say that, you know, the local guard should be living in and around the area, involved in the local community, and there would be a better trust factor, I think.
And that ultimately would lead to a better policing, you know, they would know everybody in the town.
Yeah, that's what years have gone by with small, in particular in the Lishon area, where it's small Garda stations, the local guard knew everybody in that town or village, and it was great because you had great trust in them and you could go, it was a go-to person, and I think it's probably lacking slightly at the moment.
Meanwhile, people are being urged to attend a number of upcoming Garda community engagement meetings in Donegal. The first one gets underway at 7:30 this evening at the Clonlea Resource Centre, Lifford, followed by Wednesday at 10:00 at the Finn Valley Centre, Stranorlar, and next Monday at 7:00 at the Station House Hotel, Letterkenny. Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace says they will be informative events for both Gardaí and those attending.
We do have a concern around Donegal that we have no adjoining district. Down the country, they can get resources. And if we are standalone, we have, as you know, an upsurge in burglaries and that sort of crime and online stuff. We're going to have somebody there talking about online. I'll be talking about the residential and home security, the alarms and all of that. So hopefully people will come along. If they have an interest in policing in their area, they should.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Recover from the toughest sessions with foam rollers and massage guns, or find your flow with the latest yoga mats and blocks in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. Cross Channel Football up first. Everton have sacked manager Frank Lampard. A run of poor form has seen them win just 3 out of their 20 matches this season, and it means they're off the bottom of the Premier League on goal difference. The former England midfielder was appointed in January last year. The club say they're talking to a number of candidates to take over with their next game against Arsenal in 2 weeks' time. In-form Fulham welcome Tottenham to Craven Cottage in the Premier League tonight. The hosts have won 4 of their last 5 league matches, while Spurs have just won 1 in their last 5. Kick-off there is at 8 o'clock. Bunnaghy United are looking to go 5 points clear at the top of the Ulster Senior League table tonight. They're playing Finharps under-21s. Kick-off time at the Dry Arch Park is at 7:30 this evening. Gaelic Games. Ulster champions Glen are to seek clarification from the GAA over a potential rules breach in Sunday's All-Ireland Senior Club final. Kilmacud Crokes appear to have an extra 2 players on the pitch for a period of injury time in their 2-point win over the Derrymen. Glen manager Malachy O'Rourke said after the game an appeal was unlikely, but the club indicated that they will seek clarification from the GAA. Now, if Glen were to lodge an appeal or objection, they have until Wednesday afternoon to do so. Sports writer with Gaelic Life is Michael McMullen. He says it's a disappointing situation for all, which could have been avoided if officials done their job right.
The thing that frustrates me is that if a manager or a Mayor Farnia, as he used to have in the old way, decided to step out of the technical area, even by a couple of yards, you'd be pulled into line. If a sub went to do a warm-up and didn't have the bib on, they'd be pulled into line. And that's fair enough, because I agree that the sideline needs to be policed, because, to be honest, in a lot of cases, there's far too much traffic. But the point is, if all those things are being pulled, that free in the last minute should not have been either allowed to take place or it should have been retaken. I probably wouldn't want a replay, because you may not run the replay when you won it. What credit will you have? And there's just so much. I think it's the fact that so many grey areas, Oisin, that come back to my very initial point. You know, why was that free not allowed to be retaken? And Malachy did say in his post-match quote that they made representation to get it retaken. And I think if that happened and it was dealt with, I think then everybody would have just been able to move on. And now the biggest day in the club calendar has been dominated by something that, you know, the vast majority of players in that pitch had absolutely no control over.
That's Michael McMullen off the Gaelic Life. In other Gaelic Games news, Kerry's David Moran has announced his retirement from inter-county football. The Kiernan's O'Rahilly's man won 3 All-Ireland titles as well as 4 national leagues. Moran was also part of 10 Munster Championship winning sides and received 2 All-Star awards during his 15-year career. Kerry manager Jack O'Connor said Moran's retirement feels like the end of an era. Cairn Donagh Tug of War Club were competing all weekend in Dublin at the British and Irish Championships. The Inishowen men pulled well and walked away with gold in the 580kg weight class for open clubs. Representing Ireland in the 600kg that won gold, there was 2 Cairn men, and Jared Porter and Adrian Lynch. Lynch was also part of the 680kg Ireland team, which also took gold, while there was 3 Clonmany pullers also on that Ireland team, Dan Harkin, Hugh McElhinney and Sean Doherty. Clonmany girls teams won 2 silver and a bronze, and they also pulled for Ireland, while there was also some very strong performances from the Clonmany boys as well. In tennis, Novak Djokovic dropped just 5 games as he booked his place in the Australian Open quarterfinals earlier today. The 9-time champion beat the home favourite Alex de Minaur in straight sets in Melbourne. Djokovic will now take on 5th seed Andrei Rublev next. In the women's draw, 4th seed Caroline Garcia of France is out. She lost in straight sets to Magda Linnet. While in cricket, today's one day international between Zimbabwe and Ireland in Harare has been abandoned. That was after a rain halted proceeds there. And that's your sport for today, Michaela. There's more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, Donegal County Council is to investigate a steep rise in electricity bills in some social housing in Inishowen. The issue was raised by Councillor Jack Murray, who says he's been approached by residents at one development in Rocky Town, Buncrana, whose bills are reaching sums of between 500 and 600 euro. Councillor Jack Murray says an engineer will visit the homes to determine what can be done to reduce costs.
And the number of residents that came to me separately, that they were quite shocked that their bills had jumped so much in such a short space of time. Some paying more than €600 in their last bill. And again, at a cost of living crisis at this time, just after Christmas, this came as a real shock and a real body blow to many people. So I've asked the council to investigate. The local engineer is going to call out, speak to those families, see what can be done, what can be changed, what can be altered to bring those bills down, because people just, they can't be dealing with that burden at this time.
A West Donegal councillor says more has to be done to deter illegal dumping after an incident where a large amount of rubbish and rubble was dumped in the Duhery area. Councillor Micheál Colmagill-Asbuck says that while the person who dumped the waste is responsible for their own actions, more must be done to provide adequate recycling facilities in the west of the county. He says the clean-up is being left instead to local residents, and that's not fair.
Unfortunately, some person decided amongst themselves or themselves to dump, which is building rubble, and right in the heart of a village of Duhery. And I would be calling for that person then to rethink their actions, because we're talking about an area that has worked so hard to try to better their community, like I said, and unfortunately here we have illegal dumping happening again. Look, now this has been reported by Teddy Towns to Donegal County Council, which shouldn't be an onus on taxpayers to lift this, because the person that actually done this should have known better and actually got the rubble into the recycling centres that we have provided by the council.
And seeing the images, it is quite a substantial amount of rubbish that's been dumped in this particular spot. One that if you were to order a skip, you'd probably fill it up and then some. The message has to be made clear that this is not acceptable.
Look, this raises a number of issues. Why people feel and think that it's okay to legally dump. But also what it raises as well is the fact is that we as a council don't provide the service that the vast majority of people believe that we should. So if you look at the Glenty Municipal District area, from Ardraha on the far side of it, south of it, right on to the north side of it, which is beyond Chrysler, that we have only one recycling proper centre. That's not good enough. If you look at the European model, you're actually lagging way behind.
With an eye, outbreaks of light rain and drizzle will develop later this evening. Highest temperatures today of 8 to 10 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Over 190 active investigations into sexual offences are underway in Donegal. Latest figures disclosed at the recent meeting of the Donegal JPC revealed that Gardaí are currently investigating almost 100 incidents of rape or sexual assault in the county. People in Donegal continue to be victims of geography. That was one of the themes of a day of action held outside Letterkenny University Hospital at the weekend. The mayor of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District has warned that if funding is not secured shortly for works at Mina Roy Bridge, the long-term cost to Donegal County Council and the state will be huge. Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly says it's getting to the point where traffic lights may be needed to enforce a one-way system. And a new campaign is being launched this evening in support of the A5 road project. The A5 Enough is Enough group was set up by the Tyrone GAA County Committee in November of last year. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, January the 23rd. The death has taken place of Robert Robin Mackey. How strictly private, please. Family and friends are welcome to pay their respects at W.J. O'Brien and Sons Funeral Home Eglinton tomorrow evening from 7 until 9 o'clock. Funeral service in Nighhead Presbyterian Church, Muff, on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by interment afterwards in Muff Parish Churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to Nighhead Presbyterian Church, care of Mrs. Hilary Smith, Ishkeheen, Muff. The death has occurred of Anne Harkin, Altahalla, Clamani. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clamani, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Ash Ward Buncrana Community Hospital, care of any family member or Comscape funeral directors. House private, please, from 12 midnight until 11 a.m. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Paddy McGonigal, Anna Clamani. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clamani, for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock, with interment afterwards in St Michael's Church, Graveyard, Uris. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to St Columbkill Village, Clea Clamani, care of any family member or McFeely funeral directors. Paddy's funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Rose McLaughlin, 44 Lisnar Road, Donamana, and formerly of Loch Ash, Donamana. Reposing at Quigley's Funeral Home, Strabane, this evening from 7 until 8 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock to St Patrick's Church, Killeany, Donamana. Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the Donaghadee Parish YouTube channel. The death has taken place of Angela Forentini, Belvedere, Carnaff, Moville. Her remains are reposing at the home of her nephew Paul at Carnagarve. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Pius X Church, Moville, with burial afterwards in the family plot in Ballybrack Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Nazareth House Fawn Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. House private from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass can be viewed live at movilleparish.com. The death has occurred of Mamie Boyle, née McCauley, formerly of Monsells Road, Taylor's Hill, Galway City and Armour Island. Her remains will be reposing at Hazelwood, Taylor's Hill today until 6 o'clock. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at St Joseph's Church at Presentation Road. Funeral after Mass to Rahoon Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to the Poor Clares, Nuns Island, Galway. The Mass can be viewed online at mcmmedia.tv. And the death has taken place of Kathleen McClintock, Mullinard, Convoy. Her remains are reposing at her late residence, which is strictly private to family only, please, at the request of the deceased. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:15 for 2:00 funeral service in Convoy Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family Flowers Only Police donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.